minutes after 8 o'clock, we have got Cloudy Monday going for us here, 26 degrees. Good to have you here on this edition of The Morning Show, and I've been talking about this all morning. I got the folks in from Richland County Public Health. I have Kayla and Susie in this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Thank you for showing up here in studio, and happy Public Health Week. It's going on all week, and I'll be talking with everybody from your department. Hopefully, if I can get them in here, maybe by dog sled by the middle of the week. But
yeah, we might be sledding or skating in, but we'll do our best to get here.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about National Public Health Week, what it's about, and the theme this year.
Yeah, so we're kicking off Public Health Week today. It runs April 3rd through the 9th. This year's theme is centering and celebrating cultures and health. And so our cultures have always shaped our health, and we learn from the communities we're born in and that we build together. And this year we celebrate the unique ways that different cultures focus on health and how we can learn from each other.
All right, and you were good enough to bring me trivia this morning. You're putting me to the test here.
Yes, we're going to be putting you in the hot seat.
Okay, and I'll probably fail this miserably. I'll just throw that right out right now. So start with your first question here, and we'll see how close I can come to it.
All right. So remember, our theme is about learning from each other. So.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Good point.
All right. So kicking it off, how many grant-funded programs do we offer at Richland County Health Department?
I would guess, okay, it's a multiple choice, 7, 16, or 21. I would guess 21.
You are correct.
Right on the money, because you offer a lot of services over there.
Yeah, so we currently are working under 21 grants, and this is kind of give or take depending on the time of year. Majority of our grants, they come either from the state or the federal level, and they go to provide a variety of services, including nutrition and safe med classes for school-age kids. We do opioid and tobacco prevention, family planning services, immunizations, just to name a few.
That's just scratching the surface. All right, question number two.
Yes. So our second question, what is the tagline for public health? Is it A, prevent, promote, protect, B, service, safety, and strength, or C, building healthy communities?
Why do I think it's A, prevent, promote, and protect?
You are correct.
Oh, I'm two for two.
Two for two.
All right.
So, I mean, although all of them could be true, it is prevent, promote, protect. And so local public health promotes and protects the health of all people and the communities where they live and work. I mean, you may not always see the work that public health is doing, but public health really does impact our daily lives. And again, it's through, you know, our various programs of immunizations, sure, drug-free communities. We do environmental health, injury prevention, kind of the whole gamut there.
Well, and you protect the whole family, too. I've often said that. So
yes, individuals and families and communities.
You got it. Number three.
All right. Number three. When did Richland County Health Department begin serving our community? Was it A, the 1930s, B, the 1950s, or C, the 1980s?
Oh, man. I'm going to take a stab at this and say B, the 1950s.
Oh, close. You almost went three for three, but it's A, the 1930s.
That long?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
So we've been serving the residents of Richland County and the surrounding areas since about the 1930s. So we have a long kind of rich history of working with citizens to make Richland County a healthy place to live, learn, work, and play.
All right. Number four.
All right. So approximately how many immunizations does Richland County Health Department administer annually? Is it A, 700, B, 1100, or C, 1500?
I would say with the amount of work you do, it's C, 1,500.
You are correct.
Okay.
So, I mean, it fluctuates a bit year to year, but approximately 1,500 vaccinations per year. And you can call our department anytime to schedule a vaccination or check your vaccination record, too.
Okay. Let's keep it moving. Number five.
All right. So what disease did the World Health Organization consider eradicated or eliminated in 1980 due to vaccinations? Was it A, whooping cough, B, smallpox, or C, polio?
I'm going to take a stab at this one and say C, polio.
It was actually B, smallpox.
Oh, okay. So, I'm two down now.
That's all right. The last known case of smallpox was actually 1977. Smallpox, it's caused by a virus, and kind of back in its prime, it used to actually kill up to a third of the people who developed the disease. And so because it's been eradicated worldwide, we no longer provide routine immunization for this disease. And there's a lengthy process that goes into determining what is what the recommended vaccination schedule is. But again, you can contact our department to see if there's anything that you are in need of.
Okay, good stuff. This is great information, too, by the way. And number six.
All right, so what colorless, odorless, and tasteless radioactive gas should you test your home for? Is it A, nitrogen, B, radon, or C, hydrogen?
I'm pretty sure it's B, radon.
You are correct.
All right, good.
So, yep, radon's formed when uranium leaks into the soil, and it emits a radioactive decay product that you can actually breathe in and can end up developing lung cancer as a result of. And so in North Dakota, 63% of homes have elevated radon levels. And so it's something that you really want to look to get tested. And you might not notice kind of the adverse effects for 5 to 25 years even after exposure.
Okay.
So you want to test before there's issues. And depending on supply and things like that, we might be able to provide you some that we have at the office, or you can order through the state. And so you can call our office for information on that as well.
Fantastic. Are you going to pass the baton here?
I am. Yeah.
Susie, step up and we'll go with number 7 here.
I'm not going to be as easy on you as Kayla was.
Boy, I guess not. I'm looking at these questions going, I'm starting to sweat. All right, number 7.
All right. So the varicella zoster vaccine was created to prevent chickenpox. In what year was it approved by the FDA? 1995, 1989, or 1999?
I would say probably 1989, B.
Actually, it's 1995.
Oh, man. Yes. Okay,
and
I'm 3 down.
According to the CDC, the best protection is 2 doses of chickenpox that make it more than 90% effective in preventing the disease.
Okay.
So prior to the vaccine, there were over 4 million cases of chickenpox. Now, today, there's fewer than 150,000.
Wow. Impressive stats.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
All right.
Move
next.
To number 8.
Yes. In 1921, Franklin D. Roosevelt, at the age of 39, contracted what paralyzing infectious disease? Multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré, or polio?
I'd say C, polio.
You are correct.
Okay, good.
That vaccine was actually introduced in 1955, and the disease decreased rapidly. In September of 1994, polio was declared eliminated, so that's where your confusion with the smallpox
came in. That's where it came in. Okay,
yes.
See, you tricked me.
In July of 2022, there was one case that was discovered in New York State, but that is the last one. And the only one that we've had since, but one single case is considered an outbreak. So that's good
sure.
to know.
That very good to know. All right, number 9.
FEMA aids people during national disasters. What does FEMA stand for? Federal Education Management Agency, Federal Emergency Management Agency, or Family Essential Management Agency?
I'll go with B, Federal Emergency Management Agency.
You are correct.
Oh, good.
Yes. And on April 1st, 1979, Jimmy Carter signed an executive order that consolidated federal emergency response functions across America under FEMA.
Okay. And thus it was born.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
On to number 10.
On average, what percentage of car seats are installed incorrectly? 62%, 46%, or 22%?
I don't want to say it, but I'll go with A, 62%.
Actually, it's only 46, but that's still a pretty high number.
It is a pretty high number. I was shooting high with that.
And through our programs, a certified passenger safety technician can help you determine the proper child restraint, how to install it correctly, how to properly secure the restraints. It's also a misconception that you should have your kids forward facing as soon as their feet hit the back of the seat.
Mm-hmm.
That should not be. There's no evidence that it does cause more injury to have them forward feet touching the back of the seat.
Sure. All right, number 11. We're going to wrap this up.
All right. Women's weight can be utilized by women who carry insurance. True or false?
I'd say that's false.
It's actually true. Women's weight may help with expenses that insurance doesn't cover for PAPs or mammograms. So anybody who can't afford to pay it, we have income guidelines that you can check out online. And, yeah, that's...
Why would I say that was false? Okay, it's got to be a Monday. I don't think I've had enough coffee yet. You were brutal on me.
I'm sorry.
Not a problem. So... if people are listening to this and it's like, and again, both of you, great information. How does a person find out more about your services?
Well, you can call us at our phone number at 701-642-7735, or you can visit our website at www.richlandcountyhealth.org or our Facebook page. We are located on the second floor of the Law Enforcement Center if you want to stop in and see us.
All right. And again, we're going to have everybody from your department in here through the course of the week talking about Public Health Week. Again, Kayla, Susie, thank you so much for stopping in here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. And again, this will be up in podcast form, folks. So if you missed any part of this, this was fun. Check it out on our podcast. That'll be up later on this afternoon, KBMWnews.com. It's 818 at the Voice of the Valley. Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Hi, this is Ward Cater with Vision for Lincoln and Wahpeton. From classic to today's country, news, weather, and sports, I listen to the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.